Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here from Business Radio X, from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I am merely Mike Salmon, alongside the incredible, wonderful Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mike. How are you? Good to have Trey back.
Yeah, welcome back, Trey. Has a baby, gone for a couple weeks, and can't remember to turn a microphone on.
Either that, or he just wanted to make sure I know who's boss.
You know,
Trey is boss.
You know, well, you know how things went really smooth the last couple
weeks?
They
were fantastic.
I know.
But it's good to have Trey back.
It's always good to have back. And congratulations to Detroit Odom and his beautiful wife, Jennifer. They had a baby boy a couple weeks ago.
Just check on Facebook. You'll see some fantastic pictures. Kid's going to be a linebacker, I think he said.
He will overwhelm you with the photos. But to his credit, he said, hey, get used to it. I'm going to be sending a lot of photos.
Absolutely.
So good for him.
Cute
and
kid.
Congratulations. Absolutely. Well, we've got a couple of great guests here in the program, or at least a couple of businesses we want to highlight and spotlight. From Fit Body Bootcamp, we have the owner, Bob Patrick, also joining us to talk about a brand new program that they are debuting. The Fit Body Forever program is Kelly Kelkenberg. And also joining us on the program is Michael Hall. He's with the Milner Group. So we'll talk about some finances and things like that. But let's start the program with Bob and Kelly. Bob Patrick, again, the owner from the Fit Body Bootcamp in Duluth. In fact, you own a couple of these things, don't you, Bob?
Yeah, thanks. We opened Duluth September 2015, started doing really good, and we expanded into the North Suwannee area just October of last year, about 4 months. So,
all right. Well, a lot of folks, they hear about boot camps. And tell us what you do. What is a boot camp? And tell us specifically about Fit Body Bootcamp.
Yeah, sometimes a boot camp can be intimidating, but Fit Body Bootcamp, we are all-inclusive training facility. We do 30-minute high-intensity workouts in a group. I'm there with a personal trainer. Our workouts are always different, and what makes them different is they're dynamic and functional. We base those exercises based on everyday movement patterns. Our program also includes a nutrition program with a certified health coach, so we teach and educate people on whole foods and low-glycemic eating to help regulate blood sugar, so it goes the wrong perfect match.
You started by saying it's all inclusive. And so one of the reasons you wanted that we're having you on the show today is you wanted to focus on one of the inclusive parts of what you do, which is Fit Body Forever, which is for a specific part of the population. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. Just to clarify, the all inclusive just means that it is unlimited. The nutrition program, the accountability, Facebook, web, and the assessments are all included with the membership. The separate entity that we're about to implement is Fit Body Forever. And we are going to target personal training to active aging adults, 55 and older, baby boomers. I feel like they've really been neglected in the fitness industry overall. They definitely do not care about weight loss and boot camp and performance. We're trying to implement a program where they can get more of the need, like, and want to do stuff, functional capacity.
And that's where we bring in Kelly, Kelly Kelkenberg. Kelly, what is your association with this program?
Well, I have joined up with Coach Patrick to head up the Fit Body Forever program. I fit well into the demographic that we're trying to reach, and that is the 55 and over crowd and really the 60 and over people that are out there that feel like a boot camp just would be intimidating, because we don't want this to be intimidating. It is as we'll say it's not necessarily a weight loss program. That may happen, but it's more functional things that you need to do in life and would like to do in life. Some of the things you dream about doing, and you need to have some physical fitness to do some of those things. They may involve hiking, walking distances, those kinds of things. We want to make sure you're prepared to do that and not be the limiting factor. Chase your grandchildren, not have them come to you.
Right. Well, tell us your story and how you got involved in kind of your background, because you're an inspiration as well.
Well, I'll actually be 71 next month. And I joined boot camp.
No way. You are. I figured you were between the, I thought you were around the 55 to 60.
No, I'm well on the other side of that demographic.
Wow.
But the fact is, I knew I was out of shape. I knew I needed to do something about the condition I had allowed my condition to get into. I weighed 267, 268 a year ago in February. I walked into Fit Body Boot Camp in Duluth, met Coach Patrick for the first time. They were very nervous that I was there. His wife has since told me that if you notice, there was always one of us near you when you were working out, because we were a little nervous about your age and your condition. But in the process, I lost close to 60 pounds, or right at 60 pounds, and have averaged now, I'm averaging about 4 to 5 days a week where I come in and do a boot camp, at least one. Yesterday morning was a especially good workout. I liked it, so I did it twice just for the kicks of it. I think it's been great for me. And I kept telling Coach Patrick that I thought there was a real niche and need for people my age to have a place that they would not feel intimidated by working out. And I'll say it with a 30-something-year-old standing next to them being able to do a lot of things that they can no longer do. A lot of people my age don't have all the body parts God gave them when they were created. They have had parts replaced, and those joints don't necessarily work as well as the joints they were issued when they were born. So, you know, we have to make allowances for those kinds of things so that people can continue to do the things they need to do and want to do. And you'll hear us say that. I think you'll hear us. That's a theme of ours. It's the things you need to do, the things you want to do, things you like to do, and even the things you dream of doing. Those are the things we want to focus on. Tying your shoes, chasing your grandchildren, playing and having a good time, and not becoming winded in the process.
One of the age-old jokes as we've done this show is people always joke that I have a face for radio. They say it about Mike sometimes, but they mostly say it about me. But you do not have a body for radio now, but when people look at your picture, and I would tell everybody, go look at the website when we take the pictures and everything, because I think a lot of people would think, oh, yeah, you're doing this at 71. You don't look 71 because you were so fit before you even started. But at 269 pounds, I think you said, 267, yes, somewhere around there, you know, that you came into this probably with some limited movement and some, you know, and so it's just, and you weren't a nut. You just did it.
Yes.
And you followed the instructions. And so you're a great spokesman for this program. So let me ask, and Coach Patrick, you might want to take this question. I'm not sure, but you know, what is it about aging and what is it about, you know, getting older and being less able, or maybe it's disabled. I don't know what the word would be, but what is it that our population is facing that you guys want to try and that this program is trying to reverse or change?
Right. I would say the biggest thing is our aging trajectory. You know, we peak in our physical performance around 20s and 30s. We start a natural decline, our hormones change, muscle atrophy starts to go, and we lose our metabolism, we lose strength and balance and stuff. So as we age, you know, our functional capacity starts to decrease towards a line that we will call disability threshold. You know, at that line, you need hospice care, you need attention and stuff like that. So our range of functional capacity is when we're able to do the things we need to do, like to do, and we want to do. Chasing our grandkids, you know, like Kelly said, you know, all the things that we want to do to be functional in life, it keeps us away from that disability threshold.
Kelly, what would you say to that 55, 65-year-old man that's maybe in the gym, maybe not at Fit Body Boot Camp, maybe not participating in this program or wanting to maybe even consider it, that's lifting heavy weights? You know, we talked about it a little bit before the show, so why don't you kind of tell that story?
Sure. I mean, I was that guy. I can tell you that I was that guy. I've been in and out of several gyms, worked out. I can, you know, so I can bench press 250, 300 pounds. Practically, where am I going to use that skill? Absolutely nowhere. And I would tell you the only place you're ever going to use it practically is if your dresser tips over on you or your refrigerator tips over on you. And then I think you've probably got other problems besides whether you can bench press. So they're nice to do. It's great in the gym for guys to, and I know this, you can stand there in front of a mirror and look at what you're doing or have other people watch what you're doing and go, wow, I want to do that too. But you can't
bend over to tie your shoes.
But perhaps. you got to be able to bend over to tie your shoes. Those are the kinds of functional things that you need to be able to do. Balance is a big issue for people as they age. It becomes a problem. And Coach Patrick alluded to this about the way we work our lives. We, as kids, as children, we go out and we play and we invent games and we stay active and do things. And as we mature, those games sort of go away because schooling and work overtake us. And the job demands push that need to go out and play aside. And so we don't get the physical activity we need. Life is sort of stacked against you as you enter the workforce because now you've got demands of a boss and you have things you have to do to put food on the table to support a family. Families come along and that changes everything because now there's, instead of you playing soccer, you're chasing after kids that are playing soccer. Driving back and forth is not major exercise function, I'm sorry. But that's the way it works. And so then you get to a point where the kids can drive themselves, and that's a scary thought because I've been through that a few times. But then you realize, wait a minute, now I'm 267 pounds and I can't go out there and run around like I used to, but I want to. I have a beautiful picture that was taken in the Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs at Thanksgiving in 2015, which is really my motivator for what got me into the gym. It took me a couple of months because I wanted to get through the holidays and the Super Bowls and that kind of stuff. But once I hit it, I made a very determined decision that I was going to do something about the weight. I was going to come off one way or the other. I was either going to look like I was supposed to carry 267 pounds or I was going to look different.
For the people listening who are in this category, they're 55 and over, and they are very interested at this point, partially because of your story, partially because of the facts that you're bringing. What's the commitment level that you guys are asking for? What can someone expect if they say, okay, I want to join a Fit Body Forever program? What's their expectation?
And on top of that, has the program rolled out yet?
Good question.
So where do we stand as far as rolling out the program, and where is it available? Is it at your one location or both locations, or where?
Currently, it's available at the Duluth location. We're rolling out about March 27th at the end of the month.
March 27th of 2017. For those that maybe are listening to this podcast a year from now or whatever, it'll already be rolled out.
Great.
Correct. We're in the process of certification. The Functional Aging Institute certification is a specific certification that deals with training active older adults, proprioception and balance and core strength. There's a lot of things to go. You can't just, you know, tell somebody to do push-ups and bench press.
So when someone joins this program, what's the expectation? Is it you talked about, you know, almost every single day, and sometimes you feel so good you do it twice. What can someone expect, especially to start, or the first 3 months, 6 months? You know, what should their expectation be of how often and how much time?
We're going to start either two times a week or three times a week, and everyone will go through a personal health history and an assessment based on their goals and their ability. We start with the periodization, you know, basic form and function exercises. We'll do some strength and core and balance, stuff like that. We just build up strength. We graduate. We'll say, you know, this session we'll move up to another session. We keep groups of the same abilities together, so you'll always be like-minded individuals. The Fit Body Forever is going to be tailored to specific goals with small groups of 4 to 6. So it's not going to be a huge class. We're going to have lots of attention and certified trainers. And
people will be standing, like, so you joked, Kelly, that they were standing next to you to make sure everything would be okay. So in a small group, there's a lot of attention, and we laugh, but the reality is you want to make sure that people have success and that, you know, absolutely, don't have a, you know, I love the fact that, and there's a personal aspect of this to me, which I won't mention on the air, but I love the fact that the goals, the fitness goals are different over the age of 55. I love that the fitness goals are activities of daily living. Our next guest will smile at, and I don't know if we'll get to that point, but it's not about benching 250 pounds. It's about being functional at that age, because that's the most bang for your buck. That's the best return on your investment of doing this, right? Let me ask this question. Is the training different male or female, or is it, we're going to have, you know, we're all doing the same kinds of things to get the same kind of results?
That's a good question. And it is the same training, male and female. We're different. You know, we're set up different, we built different, but our functional movement patterns are the same. I just want to touch base on one thing that we're talking about is the physical function. You're talking about bench pressing and running. There is a myth that strength and cardio is all you need to succeed in life and be fit or healthy. But there are lots of aspects of physical function that go not, you know, practice or whatever, you know, with the balance and stuff, we work on muscle, skeleton, the neuromuscular proprioception. A lot of thing is balance and reaction time. That proprioception and sense to touch, you know, some people don't know after aging that they're gripping the bar or they're not gripping the bar, and you have a lot of drops, slips, and falls. So we work on mobility, cognitive and memory. There's a lot of successful benefits to Fit Body Forever that's not taken into account with regular personal training. So
we're talking with Bob Patrick with Fit Body Boot Camp. Also, Kelly Kelkenberg is with us as we talk about the program Fit Body Forever. Is there a trial period? If someone's like, I don't know if I want to do this, I've never done anything like this, can they try it without committing long-term? How does that part work?
Absolutely. If they go to the website, DuluthFitBodyForever.com, there's a, just put in your name, address, submit, you get a 3-day pass. Can try it out for free, see if you like it. There's no obligations, and we have a 30-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked.
All right. Anything else about the program that we should mention before we...
Let's come on down.
Yeah. Come on down.
We're waiting for you.
And, I mean, you're not just talking the talk. You walk to the walk. So, and you wanted to expand it and make it available for other people that were in your shoes.
That's correct.
Something that you mentioned before. I mean, you've had different careers. You've been in business, things like that. And you mentioned when you walked in the door, this is something you've always wanted to do.
Yes. And I've worked with personal trainers in a couple of different gyms. And I've always had the idea that at some point, I would like to do that too. And I finally reached the point where I could do that. And Coach Patrick has afforded me the opportunity to be able to do that and help spread the gospel of physical fitness.
All right, Bob, Kelly, any information as far as contact information? Give the website again for sure, but anything else you want to share before we move on to our next guest?
Yeah, the most important thing is the DuluthFitBodyForever.com. You can put your name in there and register for a free pass. We'll be sending out emails once we roll out the program. Also, if you have any questions, you can email Patrick@DuluthFBBC.com. Be glad to answer all your questions and get your free trial and get you set up.
Great. Well, Bob, thanks for coming by. Kelly, congratulations and keep up the great work. And thanks for sharing the new program. It's Fit Body Boot Camp. The program is Fit Body Forever. So check it out there on the website. Again, this is Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios and the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. And before we get to our next guest, Stephen.
Mike, I just want to remind all of our listeners that everything you said is absolutely correct of where we are. But also, our show is also sponsored by Ferritech. And Mike, I know that you know this, but I want our listeners to know that Ferritech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Ferritech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more information, you can visit Ferritech.com. That's Ferratech.com.
All right, Steve. And our next guest is from the Milner Group. It's Michael Hall, who, by the way, is a cover boy. They just handed me this book. And Michael, you're on the cover of this book, Never Grow Old. How did you do that?
Wow.
That's a good question.
Yeah. The Authoritative Guide on Aging and Fitness.
Yeah. No, actually, it's a book that Bob just passed over to me. And there's a gentleman on the cover that looks exactly like Michael. But anyway,
not quite as good looking, but close.
I was going to say, yes.
Yet another reference for our listeners to go to the website, check out the pictures of people who appear on our show, And then go get the book, Never Grow Old, and you can see Michael in his debut on the cover.
All right. Well, let's forget the shenanigans right
okay,
now.
Okay, sorry.
The Milner Group, that's serious business. We're talking finances. So tell us what you do, Michael, and all about your company.
Well, I appreciate the intro. It's great to be here with you today. The Milner Group, we've been around for almost 60 years. This coming year will be our 60th anniversary. We're currently on our fourth generation of family ownership. And we serve the financial and risk management markets. We work primarily with financial advisors and insurance professionals to help make sure that their individual clients and business owner clients have their risk management needs taken care of on life insurance, annuity products, long-term care, disability insurance, things like that. Things that what we typically find is, you know, a business owner is a busy person with a lot going on, and there's a lot of time, energy, and effort focused on working in the business, but not necessarily a lot of time to work on the business. So that's where we kind of come in and help working through financial advisors and insurance professionals.
I like this, Steve, in the show, because we got people here that are going to show us how to get physically fit. And now Michael's here to tell us how to get financially fit.
Financially fit, financially protected. Now, Michael, it is. I want to make sure and stress at the very beginning that the Milner Group helps financial professionals and definitely can help on the individual side, an individual who needs life insurance and disability insurance and long-term care. But for today, the main reason we wanted to have you in is because you at the Milner Group focus primarily working with businesses and business owners and their needs there. So a business owner, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but typically a business owner, when it comes to their risk management, I got to do that. But saying that and completing that are two very, very different things. How big is the need in the business owner community when it comes to their life insurance and risk management around their business?
Well, there's a lot of need there. Depending on where you go, the resources out there say that about 58 million Americans say, 58% of Americans say that they are underinsured, do not have enough life insurance or disability insurance. And so there's a huge market out there of business owners and people that just haven't taken the time, like you said, to actually pull the trigger on that. Recently, a study was done using Federal Board Reserve stats, and they estimated that the life insurance coverage gap globally in globally and across all populations is about $15 trillion. That's a lot of money. In the business owner world, there's a couple things specifically that we see that are really lacking, and that is, one, it is the actual plan of what's going to happen to my business if I get hit by a bus or don't come home tonight. You know, if something drastic happens that causes death or disability, what's going to happen with this business? And that's where we see the biggest need, is just to spend some time in there. A recent survey defined a small business as a business with less than $50 million of revenue. And they said, based on their findings, that 83% of businesses that fit in that category have absolutely nothing written down that says, this is what's going to happen to the business if something happens to me.
So let's take this and kind of break it down a little bit. If it's okay with you, let's start, first of all, with the business owner who's just starting.
Okay.
Their first year, first couple years, maybe. You can define that however you want. What are some of the steps that they need to make sure? Because they probably don't need to get too deep into the weeds of all the different risk management steps. But what are some of the basic risk management steps that someone who's just starting, maybe just starting to be profitable, just kind of getting the wheels going, what do they need to be thinking about in terms of their risk management?
Well, what we see, you know, there's some basics, some things that have to be done. You know, there's the workers' comp and the things like that, where the government will come in and say, you got to do this.
It's amazing how we get those things done.
If the government makes you do it, it's
either regular, do it or shut down.
Right.
Right.
The things that we see neglected there that are opportunities to kind of work on, typically, you know, like somebody else will have a loan involved with starting a business. And so just making sure that, you know, if you've got a loan, that you've got that covered with some life insurance. It's typically, this is one interesting thing that we saw recently. They did a study of business owners, and they found that most of them overestimated the cost of life insurance by 3 to 4 times. So part of
they think this is going to cost me hundreds of dollars a month.
Yes. So they look at something and they say, you know I probably ought to do that, but it's going to cost $300 or $400 a month. I'll just wait and do that later. I'd rather use that cash in the business right now. The reality of that situation is that expense was probably $30 or $40 sometimes.
Okay.
Significantly lower than it really was. So, you know, what we're finding is in that early stages, there's some very inexpensive ways that you can protect yourself and your business that typically people just don't realize how affordable it is. And that's kind of part of the impediment that prevents them from doing it. The other things that we see early in the process are just being aware of what are the places in the business that I need to be looking at next. So if we're looking at loan coverage, or if we're looking at making sure, you know, that we at least have something written down between two partners, so that if we get in a dispute, we know how to resolve things. The thing that we say early on in the business that doesn't have to be very expensive is just, let's at least have an exit strategy on paper. So when you talk to a financial advisor or an insurance professional and they ask you questions about how you plan to get out of the business, a lot of business owners say, I'll deal with that later. And that's not a bad thing, because they're so focused on getting a new business started that that's where all their time, energy, and effort goes. But what we see is, it's so important just to know, if something happens via death, disability, retirement, or we just have an argument and you and I can't get along anymore, how do we get out of this thing? How do we unwind it?
And when you say on paper, yes, that can be pure legal documents with a lot of legalese, but can it be as simple as you and I both signed a piece of paper that, I mean, that's at least something?
Something is always better than nothing, regardless of what we're dealing with. So even if we just type up a Word document,
right,
that is better than nothing
at all. It's better than nothing. Now, it's not great.
Yeah, there's an attorney that's listening right now that just swerved off the road and is really angry that I said that out loud. But the reality of the situation is, having something is always better than
right.
nothing.
So now let's move ahead. So now the business owner is a little bit more mature. The business is humming along. There are some really good things. They've got more creativity in their business than just, hey, my head's above water. They're doing some things. What are some of the needs? What are some of the risk management issues there that they need to be concerned about and concentrate on?
Well, there's a couple of things. Personally, for the business owner, that's where we start to see business owners ask questions. One, just from a tax standpoint, are there ways I can begin to accumulate wealth that are affordable, that I can do from a tax standpoint that'll really help me and my family in the future, that the business gives me opportunities to do that I wouldn't have if I worked at Coca-Cola or UPS or somebody like that. The other thing that we see is they start to make plans on, you know, hey, we've kind of made it and now we want to grow. So maybe I need to attract a world-class salesperson, or I need a really top-flight HR person, or I need a distribution or logistics expert to come in here. What are the things I can put on the table that now moves us from kind of a defensive planning but to an offensive planning, where I can really attract that high-level employee that I need to get to the next stage of business? So what we see is, when we look at Fortune 500 companies, you know, almost 3/4 of them use a very specialized form of life insurance in order to attract and retain really key employees. So businesses that have kind of gotten to that next threshold of success start to look at, you know, how do I protect key employees? How do I attract key employees? How do I make sure that, you know, if I'm running a business and I've got $5 or $6 million of revenue and I've got one employee that drives $2 million of that, that's a really important employee to my business.
In the small stage, you said that the small business owner would think, well, that's going to be, they overestimate the cost. In this case, with this specialized insurance for a key employee, are we still overestimating the cost, or is that they don't even know that it's a tool that's available to them?
Yeah, I would say, you know, 7, 8, 9 times out of 10, when we're talking to a business owner about some of these tools, they don't know they exist. So a lot of it on our end is just educational, making right. sure they're aware that these things are out there.
And not just to the business owner. So now I'm going to go back to the very first thing you said, which is you guys work with the insurance professional and the financial advisor to help them deliver this service to the business owner. So sometimes it's the financial advisor who doesn't know to ask the right questions.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We're talking with Michael Hall with the Milner Group here on Gwinnett Business Radio. One of your jobs, as of course, would be to help your clients avoid making mistakes. What are some of maybe 3 or 4 some of the biggest mistakes that you see business owners make?
Well, you know, we got that from Nick Murray, who writes a book, and his target audience is the financial advisor community. So he's really talking to people that are in the trenches with their clients on a daily basis, trying to help them avoid making bad decisions. And he says, you know, there's a couple of areas, and in all fairness, I added a couple. He really says 1 or 2, but from a risk management standpoint, I'm going to add a couple. But what we see is, you know, from a financial advisor standpoint, if we think about, you know, kind of the big hiccups in the market, you know, when the market gets crazy and we see stocks dropping, everybody's default reaction when they've got some assets in play is, I got to get my money out of there. And that's where Nick Murray says, you know, the role of the financial advisor in that situation is really to say, hey, we're in this for the long haul. We have assets that are designed and a part of your portfolio that are able to weather the storm. So we don't want to overreact and pull everything out and cement that 30, 40, 50% loss. So that's kind of on the one side, it's just let's think about where we're going. Let's have a plan. And that's where Nick's really, I think, hammering that. The other thing that we see from that standpoint is going back to just kind of the lack of knowledge on the risk management side and the lack of thought and planning on it leads to some potential catastrophes. And, you know, personally, I've been involved in a couple of just really awful situations where businesses were thriving, doing really well, and they just never had time to get to some of these risk management planning pieces. And because of death or disability, you know, 4, 5, 6 years later, we look up and this business that was thriving, employing, you know, 10, 15 people and everybody was doing great is gone, completely gone. We have situations come in our office from time to time that are, you know, worse where, you know, you'll have a death rather than just a disability. And now instead of there being just a company that's gone, there's a company that's gone and there's 2 or 3 lawyers and there's lawsuits and all of this stuff that could have been prevented just by, you know, again, cover your ears if you're an attorney, putting at least a Word document together that says, here's what I want to happen.
I think it's safe to say, maybe this came from Nick Murray, maybe this came from, I know this came from a friend of mine who says, shouldn't every business owner have a folder somewhere in their office that says, you know, if I die, there's an if I die folder, or if you said hit by a bus, or, and I don't know why that's always the picture we always say, yeah. But there needs to be a worst case scenario. You need to get in this folder and here's the plan. Here's the steps. Here's the, because that's where the life insurance information should be. That's what, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, when we go and talk to our financial advisors and insurance professionals that have been doing this for a really long time at a really high level, one of the things that we see, you know, like, for example, one of the guys I had the opportunity to speak with recently, you know, he said he's been doing this for 40 plus years and he's had more than 40 death claims. So he's spending a lot of time with his clients just walking through the process of kind of what you're talking about.
Right.
Look, this is all the stuff that has to be written down somewhere,
right?
Because it's all in your head.
Right.
And if you're not here,
right,
nobody else knows.
Right.
So we have to have, you know, to your point, if something awful happens, this is where you go and find this. And the second thing that we've heard that I think is really helpful is it's good to write all that stuff down. It's even better if you write it down and tell somebody where
well,
it is.
Well,
that's it like
doesn't do much good.
That could be a problem.
Yeah.
To quote the old Seinfeld, it's the holding of the reservation. That is the
anyone
most
can
important
just
part.
Make
right?
a reservation.
Yeah. Anybody can write down, here's what to do. But if you actually want it to work,
right,
people have to know where it is.
Right. Okay. So last little topic here that I want to get on is we've been talking about business owners and we've been talking about their plan. We've talked about their succession. We've been talking about anyone can make a reservation, but holding the reservation. So last thing I'll say is when it comes to businesses, so many business owners, the business is their baby and the people who work for them are family. What are some of the steps that, and you talked about one, a key employee, and I think you termed it kind of magical insurance product that everybody needs to find out about, but what are some of the other steps, that you're trying to help those financial advisors and insurance professionals, educate their, business owner clients on about things they can do for their employees when it comes to insurance and annuities and some of those, things you guys help with?
Well, you know, there's a lot out there. You know, I'll mention briefly because we're talking about physical fitness for the aging population. You know, for example, there's a lot of things that you can do in the long-term care market where you can provide some really great benefits for family, employees, key employees. And because of the nature of the population demographic that's targeting, when you look at the size of the baby boomer population, there are very, very few times where the government says, we're going to allow you to provide a benefit for an employee, we're going to make it tax-free to the business, and we're going to make it tax-free to the employee. So when something like that happens, you know that this is something that should have alarm bells going off. So when we look at long-term care insurance, that's one of those places where we really can provide a lot of help and support. And we know and recognize that market has been crazy, but that hasn't slowed the government's interest down in making sure that people look at that, evaluate it, and try to provide ways for them to purchase it on a very tax-favored basis.
And I think you would also agree, I guess, let me just ask this question. I guess when it comes to that, if it's long-term care or if it's a retirement plan benefit or if it's group life insurance, there are still situations not all of them anymore, but there are still situations where when you can price as a group, I'm a business owner and I have employees, there are benefits that can be passed on to me as the business owner and or to the employees because we're coming at this as a group.
Yeah, there are a lot of, you know, the insurance market is changing all the time, trying to find new and creative ways to deliver products. The business owner market is one of the kind of key target demographics that they're always looking at. So they're always trying to find ways to provide the business owner, you know, hey, if I go get this on my own, it may cost X. If I do it as part of the company benefit, it's going to be significantly better, cheaper, and allow me to do some things that maybe are a little bit different.
So we have been speaking here with Michael Hall from the Milner Group. He's told us about some magical insurance product for key employees.
I want to clarify that it's not that magic. It's just, it's specialized.
I might have put that word in. Well, and people will go back and listen. That might not have been. Yeah, you said special product. I might have just added magic. I enhance a little bit. So, Michael, for those individuals, for those business owners, and especially for financial advisors and insurance professionals who are listening and want to get a partnership, how do they get in touch with you and with the Milner Group?
They can always go to our website, milnergroup.com, where we are always available 24/7. Our 800 number, they are still existing today.
800, a real person will answer?
A real person will answer.
Go ahead.
800-926-9206. You can reach out to us today. If you've got a specific question about anything we talked about, I'm happy to answer it. Michael@milnergroup.com is my email address. And our goal here would be to make sure, you know, if you've got a financial advisor or don't have one, if you've got an insurance relationship or don't have one, we just want to provide support and information and education that would help business owners make the best decisions for themselves, their businesses, their employees, and their families.
Great stuff, Michael. You really know your stuff. Michael Hall with the Milner Group. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us.
All right. This has been the Stephen Julian Show here on Business Radio X. No?
You've been part of the show, too.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Trey and Z have been part of it.
You got to beat the man. Woo!
You got to walk that aisle.
I want to be the man. I want to be Stephen. No,
right.
This was right up your alley. This is in your lane. So you were driving the bus there. That was really good stuff.
Well, and in terms of recommendations, as part of my day job, which I'm not allowed to necessarily talk about on this show, I have worked personally with Michael and with others at the Milner Group. It is great to work with people who truly want to do nothing but help you.
Yeah.
And they have been a tremendous source of help for me and my clients.
Fine. I'm going to be working with Bob and his group soon.
And that's another one. So today's show was about helping. And speaking of helping is when you can really show that you love someone. And love is also what makes a Subaru. So, Mike, you and our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
All right, Steven. Before we go, though, there's a big event coming up, hopefully, for those of you listening to the live broadcast right now or the podcast before March 18th, 2017. Bob, you've got a big thing coming up in Duluth.
Yeah, you just mentioned something about loving to help people, and we do. We're giving back. We're hosting our first annual spring fling on the town green. All proceeds will be donated to Rainbow Village. We're going to do free workouts, have games, raffles, a DJ, jumpy house for kids, donations, sponsors, vendors. It's going to be a great time, and we're going to help out Rainbow Village if you're familiar with them. So it'll be a good time. Come join us.
Absolutely. And are you going to have some of that information on the website, or where can they find more information on that?
There's an event on Facebook. Look up. First annual spring fling, or if they email that patrick@duluthfbbc.com, I'd be glad to share the event with them.
And Fitbody Bootcamp in Duluth, you have your own Facebook page. I mean, if they go there, they might probably figure out where it's at.
Absolutely. Duluth Fitbody Bootcamp's on Facebook. You'll find it.
All right. Bob Patrick with Fitbody Bootcamp and also Kelly Kelkenberg talking about the program Duluth Fitbody Forever that they're rolling out. Michael Hall with the Milner Group, our guests here on the program. Appreciate their time and really a nice informative show today.
Absolutely. And speaking of informative shows, our listeners can follow our show, right? GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. They can also follow
How do they do that?
They go to the website.
Oh, okay.
They can download the podcast through iTunes and all those other wonderful downloading podcast services that we're a part of, which I can't even remember to mention. But they can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, follow us on LinkedIn. We're all over the place.
We're all over the social place.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks to our new friend, Tiffany. She's doing a great job, by the way.
It's fantastic. I just keep trying to share and like, and I can't keep up.
All right. Well, we'll check it all out as soon as we get off, and you're showing the trophy again.
Another award for you, Mike. Another award-winning show. Thanks to you.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, well done. Appreciate our guest. Thanks to Trey and Z and Tiffany and all the help behind the scenes as well. Until next time, for Stephen Julian, I am just Mike Salmon.
No, and you're merely, you're more than merely Mike Salmon.
I am. And this has been Gwinnett Business Radio.